Tomorrow we are celebrating International Nurse Day, which is a day to look at nurses and their contribution to society. Joining us in studio is Sonia Bata, the Provincial Child Health and Immunization Coordinator. She has worked in the public and private for 34 years. Welcome to Mama Africa, and how are you?
I am well. I've got a bit of a flu, but I'm doing fine.
And okay, I hope you get better soon. So what inspired you to become a nurse?
I don't think there was really a day that I woke up and decided I want to be a nurse. I've had a love for people and especially children all my life. My mom's the one telling stories and sharing life with us. And she actually started training as a nurse, but she never finished. And I used to love the stories she would tell of her nursing experience working with people. And I think as a child, I liked looking after people's, the neighbors and whoever's children babysat for them. So I think, and life just leads a path with you. I actually only became a nurse or decided to start nursing after I had two children of my own.
Oh, okay, that's nice. You've been working for 34 years. What was your early years as a nurse like compared to now?
When I did my nursing training, firstly, we would work full-time, work shifts over weekends, and you would earn a salary. At the time, there was also a 24-hour creche where I could leave my children. It was apartheid years, so I think there was a lot of opportunities that I had that people of color didn't necessarily have. It was good in that you were actually experiencing the practical field. Nowadays, a student gets the bursary. They are a full-time student, and they've got a practical workbook to complete. So they don't get the practical exposure as we did those years. And I think what is better now is the diversity of getting in touch with different cultures, different people, and you're not as excluded from other people as you were those years.
Okay. In your introduction, I used a big word, immunization. What does that mean, and what is a child health and immunization coordinator?
So immunization is any vaccines. Basically, it can be drops, it can be an injection. And in Europe, they are using nasal sprays where your body is exposed to a dead virus or dead germ or a weakened germ, and that basically triggers your body to provide an immune response, so that if you were inoculated or vaccinated against measles, if you are exposed to measles, your body has already built up a resistance. And immunization is the cheapest way to ensure that people remain healthy and also that they don't become sick and have complications. Unfortunately, children with leukemia who's had treatment, people with low immune response, babies, certain ages who cannot be vaccinated yet, do not have an immune response or weakened immunization response, so they can still get these diseases.
Okay, so what has been the highlight of your 34 years of working experience?
I think the growth, how I have developed, how medicine has developed, and that I really feel I've got a passion for nursing and that this is my calling. It is a wonderful experience to be able to work in the field where you have a passion for and where you actually see a difference or experience a difference in what you are doing with your life.
Okay. Please tell the listeners more about your studies and what do you do when you study to be a nurse?
I took an extremely long road. I started off as a learner nurse first when I became a staff nurse, which is 2 years study at the time. Later on, I did the diploma in general nursing to become a professional nursing sister, followed by 1 year midwife course. That's the basic courses that you need to become a nursing sister. And then later I followed through with the curative skills, where you are then allowed to examine, diagnose and treat patients, which I then started working in the private sector as a clinical nurse practitioner, ended up as a nurse manager in some of the clinics. I also did a management course, a degree in management, and I did nursing education to become a lecturer. So being a nurse doesn't mean you only have to work shifts in a hospital. There's a lot of avenues that you can follow. There's also the research field. I've been the provincial coordinator for the Child Health Program and Immunization since 2013, where I coordinate the Child Health Program for the province.
Okay. As a nurse, you worked with children that are very sick and they sometimes pass away. How do you deal with that?
I think it's such a blessing to be able to walk with a family, hold their hand, support them, and allow dignity up to the last stage. Some things cannot be prevented, but I do feel providing the nurturing and the care and the respect up to the last is assisting, especially when you look at the different cultures and how people experience death, and having the respect for that cultural vows. I find it quite beautiful that, for instance, in the Muslim community, that you take care and wash your own loved one. And I think that's such a big part of the grieving process. People are scared of death. When my children were younger, if they spoke about ghosts, I would say, you know, this is somebody's loved one you are talking about. It can be a grandmother or a child. You don't have to be scared. This is just all stories. But it's such a dignified process to go through, the same as bringing a child into the world. But it is part of nursing, and we do need debriefing. It is always sad to be there to lose a child, and it's difficult to say, you know what, it's finished now, move on.
Okay. Tomorrow is International Nurses Day. Do you have anything you would like to say to the other nurses?
It's hard work, but it is so fulfilling. And if you have a passion for people and you want to make a difference, this is the profession to choose.
Okay, thank you. And is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just thank you. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for giving the children the exposure and the possibility and growing into a job or profession of your own. I love what you do here, and it's so beautiful.
Thank you for coming in studio and joining us.